91X News.
It's 6 degrees and sunny at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Baldrick. Police are looking for witnesses in a crash this morning that left two people dead along the 401 between Trenton and Belleville. A vehicle traveling westbound in the eastbound lanes ran head-on into another vehicle, killing the two occupants of both cars. Police aren't sure why the one vehicle was traveling the wrong way. Dead are 23-year-old Corin Howes of Belleville and 23-year-old Sheena Harrison of Oshawa. The 401 between Glenn Miller Road and Walbridge Loyalist Road reopened earlier this afternoon. A parent information day to address post-secondary student mobility trends in Ontario is on tap for tomorrow at Loyalist. The day will feature discussions on the important role that parents and family play in a student's decision to pursue post-secondary education. Discussions will be held from 2 p.m. until 7 p.m. at the college. The Quinney Sports and Wellness Center is holding a charity event tonight in order to raise money for some new equipment. Sean Macy has the story.
When the facility is done later this year, it will feature new hockey rinks, an aquatic center, and a multi-use gymnasium space, among other things. But while the facility may be state-of-the-art, there's a problem. Tanya Grierson is the recreation program supervisor at the Wellness Center.
We did receive funding to build the facility. However, that funding didn't include equipment or anything. It was just for the bricks and mortar of the building.
10% of all the proceeds tonight will go towards the purchase of new equipment. Mayor Neil Ellis will be on hand tonight to serve customers as part of the fundraiser. The event is scheduled to start at 5 o'clock at Boston Pizza. Sean Macy, 91X News, Belleville.
An anti-abortion conservative MP says Parliament should study whether Canada's 400-year-old definition of a human being needs to be changed. Stephen Woodward says the definition refers to birth. He says a Commons committee should consider whether that should be pushed back to include life in the womb. Justice Minister Rob Nicholson says the Prime Minister has been very clear that his government will not reopen the abortion debate. No, Tim Hortons on Dundas Street does not have a new drive-thru. It was the scene after an SUV struck the establishment on Saturday around noon. Two people are currently recovering in hospital from injuries sustained. Another person, who was injured in the crash, has since been released from hospital. Police say the driver of the vehicle didn't suffer any injuries. A man who believes former Prime Minister John Diefenbaker may be his father has turned up some new leads in his paternity search. George Dryden says he was contacted by a man who claims Diefenbaker's brain is preserved somewhere, and Dryden believes that could yield DNA. He says he's not looking for anything other than to find out where he came from.
You know, I've got no political ambitions right now, nothing like that. It's really, I'm just looking to find out who my dad is. And, you know, in a way, it's unfortunate. Somebody that was prominent, former prime minister, I think it probably makes it harder that way, but I'm just trying to figure out and find out who my dad was. That's what I'm trying to do here.
Premier McGuinty is calling on Ontario to review what he calls outdated investment laws. McGuinty says foreign companies shouldn't be allowed to take over Canadian factories just to close them and strip them of their equipment. The Premier says the federal Tories have acknowledged the Investment Canada Act is outdated but failed to do anything about it. McGuinty made the comments today in wake of the announcement last week that Caterpillar plans to close the electromotive plant in London. A who's who of Canada's energy sector is joining the Prime Minister in China this week. Stephen Harper is also bringing along leadership from other sectors in hopes of strengthening relations between the two countries. Their first stop is in the capital city of Beijing before moving on to two major economic centers in the south of the country. Harper is also meeting with current and future Chinese political leaders to set the stage for a long-term relationship between the two countries. Waterloo isn't letting gloomy predictions about research in motion get it down. RIM may be facing tough winds ahead after a bad year that was topped off by the resignation of its co-CEOs, but business and community leaders say the mood in Waterloo hasn't soured. Ian McLean of the Kingston Waterloo Chamber of Commerce says that there are 800 other tech companies in the region. Mayor Brenda Halloran says Waterloo residents remain upbeat because the city still has one of the lowest unemployment rates in Ontario. The first set of Diamond Jubilee medals have been awarded. Canadian Press reporter Steve Rennie has the story.
Freestyle skier Alexandre Bilodeau, Terry Fox's brother, and entrepreneur Brett Wilson are among the first 60 Canadians awarded the Diamond Jubilee Medal for their work in community service. About 60,000 Canadians are to receive the medal over the course of the year. Worldwide celebrations of the Diamond Jubilee will continue for 4 months, culminating in a lavish ceremony in London on the anniversary of the 1953 coronation. Governor General David Johnston presented the medals at a ceremony at Rideau Hall, which Prime Minister Stephen Harper also attended. Steve Rennie, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
That's 91X News to 504. Here's Dan Baldrick with Dan Canataro has sports next.
New or used, it's all good at Spelmer Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Trenton. Spelmer features the best in all makes and models, safety, innovation, fuel efficiency, and customer satisfaction. Whether it's your first car or you're simply ready to upgrade from that old beater, Spelmer Chrysler Jeep Dodge has what you're looking for at a price that won't be beat. Check out Spelmer's pre-owned and new vehicles at Spelmer.com and follow them on Facebook. Spelmer Chrysler Jeep Dodge, 51 Highway 33 in Trenton.
Spelmer, committed to excellence.
The Super Bowl ratings have been released in the U.S. today. By the looks of it, the Giants winning the Super Bowl really brought the viewers in. For the third consecutive year, the Super Bowl has set a record for the most watched TV show in the U.S. An estimated 111.3 million watched the event between the New York Giants and New England Patriots. The Bulls are off until Saturday night when they take on Alex Gabranson and the Kingston Frontenacs. Bulls forward Brendan Gaunce will be the main guy the Frontenacs will have to shut down to be successful, as Gaunce is an offensive beast. Infielder Alex Cora agrees to a minor league contract with the St. Louis Cardinals. Cora has been a long-term journeyman as the Cards are his seventh team. Cora spent last campaign as a Washington National. He got into 91 games, mainly used for defensive substitution late in the game. The Washington Nationals also inked Canadian Mark Tian to a minor league deal. Mark Tian finished last season with the Blue Jays, where he had an unimpressive stint with the club. The Texas Rangers picked up a once prominent player in Arizona, Connor Jackson. They're hoping a change of location will be a fresh start for the Texan native. Another minor deal for the Rangers was signing Joe Beamel to a minor league contract. Beamel had an atrocious year last season with a 5.33 ERA in 35 games for the Pittsburgh Pirates. After receiving losses in his first two salary arbitration decisions of baseball's offseason, the players are striking back. A three-member panel is siding with Anibal Sanchez and not the Red Sox. Sanchez finished last year with a 6-7 record with 202 strikeouts. Lindy Ruff left practice today after Sabres defenseman Jordan Leopold collided into his skates from behind. Ruff suffered three broken ribs as he was helped off the ice. Novak Djokovic has won the Sportsman of the Year at Monday ceremony in London, 1 week after the Serbian triumph at the Australian Open to become the fifth man in the Open history to win three Grand Slam titles in a row. There are 10 games on tap tonight in the association. The Toronto Raptors visit Washington to see if they can hang with John Wall and the Wizards. Toronto is coming off a tough loss yesterday in Miami. Game starts at 7 p.m., In other action around the NBA, the Lakers take on the 76ers in the land of brotherly love. And the NBA superstar Kevin Durant visits Portland in a late game tonight. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91xfm.sports. Here's John Boldrick with 91x weather.
Tonight, clear. Increasing cloudiness near midnight with a 40% chance of flurries overnight and a low of -3. Tuesday, cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries early in the morning, but clearing later on with a high of -1. Tomorrow night, clear with a low of -13. It's 6 degrees currently. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm John Baldrick with Dan Canataro, 91X News.
Quinty's new rock source, 91X.